Parshan Matot, one of the things that happens is that Bilam gets killed in the Milchama with Midian. And Rashi there says, the Pasuk tells us that Bilam ben Mor hargu b'charev. They killed him with a sword. So Rashi points out the dramatic irony, because Am Yisrael, they live and die by their mouths. We daven, and we learn Torah, and tefillah, bakasha. So we use our mouths to do what our avoda is. And on the other hand, many of the umos ha'olam, they live and die by the sword. We say this all the time in davening, for example, so they live, they fight with their physical attributes, and we do it by davening to Hashem. So it's the traumatic irony is that Am Yisrael, who lives and dies with its mouth, killed Bilam via the sword. And why is it the dramatic irony? Because he tried to get Am Yisrael by using his mouth. He was going to come and curse us. So the whole thing flopped. He tried to get us using our weapon, the mouth, so we got him using their weapon, the sword. That's the comment that Rashi makes on this pasuk. So says the Chafetz Chaim, Ruyim Adavar L'misha Amram, Ruyim Advarim, that Am Yisrael lives and dies by its mouth. For us, that is the necessary tool, utensil, that we use for everything we do. No matter what field of work you're talking about, there's no workman who is any good without his tools. Okay, he can't do the job just him. He needs whatever the kelim are in that specific field or craft. He needs those kelim. So for Am Yisrael, those are our words, our mouth, our koach hadibor. Hashem gave us the koach hadibor, and with it, we can create shemayim v'aretz. Pasuk in Yeshayahu tells us that asim dvarai beficha, and what can we do with it? Lintoa shemayim, lisod aretz, to plant the sky and the foundations of the ground. Because the divrei kedusha that a person enunciates and speaks with his mouth before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what it does? What we say down here creates worlds up there, creates malachim up there. Every mitzvah we do, so we're creating a malach who is going to defend us or beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf. And therefore, the person, every person, every member of Klal Yisrael has to be so careful with his tools. Just like if you are a jeweler or you are any craftsman, you wouldn't leave your most important tool that you make your living from haphazardly. This is the whole concept we refer to in halacha as muktzah machmat chesron kis. Right? The same kli that you use to cut diamonds, so you're not going to leave it around. You're not just going to use it as a paperweight, a doorstop, or to cut an egg. Okay, that's why it's not just a klishe malach lo iser. This is more than that. It's a muktzah machmat chesron kis, because it's the kli of the uman. So too, says the Chafetz Chaim, the person has to be mashkiach not to mess up his kli omenot. And how do we mess up our kli omenot? Well, we know, since the kli that we use is our mouth, so obviously, inappropriate speech, lashon hara, rechilus. Instead, we should properly use the tool for divrei Torah, divrei tefillah, divrei kedusha. That our role in this world is not to remain quiet, but our role, because that's a suggestion the Hava Mina the Gemara has. What if you're counting for every word? Okay, so just stay quiet. No. There's Sor Meira and Asitov. Sor Meira means not to speak Lashon Hara. Asitov means tell you to go do mitzvahs, go learn Torah, go daven. Sedek to Dabrun. So you should speak properly. So Bilam was using Am Yisrael's kli against them. Am Yisrael's kli is our mouths. And Bilam was saying, I'm going to use your kli, and I'm going to curse you, and I'm going to try and hurt Am Yisrael. And therefore he was punished by having the Umas Olam's kli of the Cherev to kill him, to punish him. But these words are fitting. Parshas Matos is always in the 3 weeks, and we know that we're still mourning the Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed due to Sinas Tinam. It's a perfect time to be working on being careful with our words and our mouths and our speech. That we should make sure to take this incredible kli that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that has the potential to be used for so much good, for so much Kedusha, for so much Torah, for so much Tefillah, so many mitzvot, and not Chas V'Shalom to use it for Dvarim Asurim, inappropriate speech, Lashon Hara, and Rechilus. Shkayach.